You're listening to Radio Seagull on 259 metres in the medium wave band. This is Barry here with you for the next 3 hours, playing you some good music.
Front of the system! I want to see a sea of hands out there!
Ah, yeah, the MC5 there, kick out the jams. Before that, you were listening to Freedom Train from Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. And prior to that, Rambling Rose from the MC5. That was the MC5 from their album, Kick Out the Jams, their first album on Elektra Records. You're listening to Radio Seagull on 259 metres. We'll be with you here till 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be with you till midnight. Frank Zappa there with Woody the Pimp, off the album Hot Rats. This is Radio Seagull, broadcasting on 259 metres.
It's a little choppy out here tonight.
I believe a 4-7 is what they call it. I'm not finding your sea legs, I can't even find my legs. They're all in the cake, so they tell me. Where would we be without Bob Dylan? No radio station could certainly be alive without him. That was Memphis Blues again, from the Blonde on Blonde album. I understand it could even be as false 9 at the moment, which means we might even have to cancel the badminton tomorrow, which would be a terrible thing. Still, this is Radio Seagull on 259 metres, with you till 5 o'clock in the morning. This is Loudon Wainwright the Third. Alright. How was the Fudge there? Friends of all the family with Coca-Cola Douche. With such friends as Ken Weaver and Tuli Kuttenberg, Ken Pike on lead guitar, Carl Lynch on guitar, Richard T on organ, Howard Johnson on tuba and saxophone, Charles Larkey on bass, Bob Mason on drums, and Ed Sanders as the punk. The Jay Giles band there would Give It To Me from their album, name I can't remember, called Bloodshot, their new album. Very, very good, very good indeed. If you're thinking of catching some live music tonight, in London, at the Kensington, Ducks Deluxe are playing. And at Dingwalls in Camden Town, by the lock there, Kilburn and the High Roads will be on tonight. And Dizzy Gillespie's at Ronnie Scott's Club, which should be quite an amazing scene. So if you want to get any live music, there's three little choices for you.